Good morning, everyone. Now, as I want to say a few things about the character of Moses today and his likeness to the Lord Jesus, I'd like us to read some verses from the beginning of the book of Numbers, chapter 12, and the verse 1. Numbers chapter 12, and the verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses. This is sister and brother. Miriam, it's the same as the New Testament name Mary. And strangely enough, as we said on the Lord's Day 2 weeks ago, the name means rebellion. And here is Miriam living up to her name. She's joined by Aaron. I think when her name comes first, it might suggest to us that she was the ringleader. She was the one that perhaps stirred up Aaron against Moses. They spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And notice this phrase, boys and girls, and the Lord heard it. I'd say Miriam and Aaron had this little conversation in a corner, probably whispering. But the Lord heard it. Never forget that. Never forget. The Lord hears every word that we utter. And more than that, every thought that passes through our head. And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. I want to talk this morning about the meekness of Moses. Now remember what we're doing. We're looking at the life of Moses, and we're picking out those points regarding him that remind us of the Lord. You know, you and I should every day project something that reminds others about the Lord Jesus. We should. All too often, sadly, we project an image that would remind those around us who see us, who hear us, not about the Lord Jesus, but the devil. Oh, make us more like thee, Lord, is what we should pray. Make us more like thee. We sung that lovely wee hymn this morning. I would be like Jesus. May that be a prayer, that may that be a desire, may that be a longing. Most certainly, Moses was like the Lord Jesus. Here we have it stated. Now the man, Moses, was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. That's a tremendous, well, we'll call it a compliment. It wasn't that he was just very meek, but it seems to be here that he was the meekest of all men. And in that, boys and girls, he is like the Lord Jesus Christ. If you turn to Matthew and the chapter 11, there we have the words of the Lord Jesus, and he says something to us on this matter of meekness. Matthew chapter 11, and right at the end of the chapter, in the verse 28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Savior says, and here we have really the wonderful work of conversion. It's coming to Christ and taking upon us his yoke. Do you know what a yoke is? Now, we're not talking about fried eggs. A yoke is an old instrument that farmers used to tie together two animals. It was a piece of wood, a bit like a bow that an archer would use. It had a rounded end that fitted over, a curved end that fitted over the shoulders, the neck of the animal, and then it went on, and there was another rounded or curved end, and it fitted over the animal that was beside. So there was this double bow, and it sat on the shoulders of the two animals, and thus they were tied together, yoked together, so that they could pull the plow, the cart, whatever, in unison. And that's the picture the Savior uses. He says, take my yoke, get in beside me, get into harness with me, walk with me, labor with me, work with me, be in step with me. That's what it is to be a Christian. And he says, learn of me. Very often in days gone by when animals were used in the farm, the horse, or even before that, the ox. Young animals, just starting out in their labours, were yoked to an older, more mature, more experienced animal. Because the young animal, a bit like some wee boys and girls that I know, when they would be brought out in the morning and put into the harness, they'd be all frisking and jumping about all over the place, which isn't really very useful when it comes to doing a bit of work. Jumping about when you're harnessed to a cart or a plough, it's just not the thing to do. So in order to try and calm the animal, they used to tie and yoke and harness together the younger, friskier animal to a more mature, broken-in, well-trained animal. And that older animal, it would take to the harness, and it would be submissive, and it would walk according to the direction given it. And the frisky animal, because it's yoked and harnessed to the older animal, it would be sort of held back and checked and made to walk in step with the older animal. And so it learned. It learned from the older animal. And you see the picture here the Saviour's giving. He says, take my yoke, take my harness upon you, and learn of me. Walk as I walk. Walk in step with me. Walk in the direction that I'm going in. That's what it is to be a Christian. That's what it is to be a Christian. And Moses, very obviously, was one who had learned of the Lord. He was walking in harmony and in step with the Lord, and he was meek, meek above all the men of the earth. Meekness, boys and girls, is not the spirit of this day. Meekness is not what the world shows. You have it on the sports field, you have it among politicians and business leaders. What do they say? I'm the greatest. We have an election on today, and there are people going round knocking your door. And basically, what they say to you is, I'm the greatest. There's nobody like me. Vote for me. Put me into office. And I will do great things for you. Now, if you believe that, your head's full of wee white mice. Because it's a load of old nonsense. The world has seen generation after generation after generation of politicians who have gone along saying, I'm the greatest. And it turns out that while there might have been greatness attached to them, it wasn't the greatness that they were suggesting to you that they had. It turned out they were the greatest liars, the greatest frauds, the greatest rascals that ever walked. That's where their greatness lay. We have it on the sports field. Sportsmen are filled with self-importance, filled with the idea there's nobody like me. And we see it so often, you know, in a game where the player, the competitor who thinks they're the greatest, and they're going to just show everybody else, and somebody else comes along from the ranks, and they begin to outrun, outplay. How annoyed they are. Footballers, for instance. You see it all the time. Well, I hope you don't see it all the time, to be quite honest. Do you know why? Not because watching a sport is particularly wrong, but because it brings you in among a crowd whose language is usually vile. And you're forced to listen, in order to watch the football match or whatever, you're forced to listen to foul-mouthed louts all around. That's not the environment or the atmosphere a Christian be in. Now, that aside, what do you see on the football field? You see the star. He has the ball at his foot and off he heads up the pitch heading for the goal. And then along comes the defender, takes the ball off him. What does the star do? Oh, he collapses in a heap. Oh, it kicked me. Oh, I'm in agony. And everybody knows that's a load of nonsense. Never touched him. See, pride has to have an excuse why the ball was taken away from the star. The very opposite to meekness. Conceit. Self-importance. But Moses was meek above all the men of the earth. And let me tell you who Moses was. We've already looked at this. Moses was a king. Moses was a king. He was a king amongst the people in Israel. He was a king. He had tremendous authority. He ruled that vast number of people. with an authority not taken upon him, but given to him by God. His word was law. He had gone to the mountain, he had been given the law of God, he had come down and he had proclaimed it, he pronounced it to the people. He was a man of authority. Did he manifest a spirit of superiority? Did he lord it over the people? No, he was meek above all men on the earth. He took the position of the lowest of all men, who was like the Lord. He was like the Lord. The authority that Moses had is seen here in this portion of God's word, because you find the reaction of the Lord to the words of complaint from Miriam and Aaron. They offended the Lord. Verse 4, it says, "The Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, Come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation." We're reading from Numbers chapter 12, the verse 4. "And the three came out, and the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently or visibly, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses." Moses was a great man. God's vexed and angry at these two, brother and sister, speaking against Moses, taking up the attitude they did. It wasn't as if Moses was arrogant and pushy and domineering, and that he had offended Aaron and Miriam by this attitude. No! It was lowly and meek, and they had no grounds for complaint. So the Lord's angry with them. And you know how it goes on here, that Miriam, and this suggests she was indeed the chief conspirator. She was the one that led this conspiracy against Moses. She's smitten with leprosy. She's smitten with leprosy. God was angry at their attitude to Moses. He didn't deserve this, because he was meek, like the Lord, meek. You know how it was with the Savior. He was insulted. He was aggressively attacked verbally. And indeed, at times there were attempts made to lay hold upon him. The Lord didn't get mad and angry and spew out words of fury at his enemies. Do you know how gentle he was? Moses was like that. And I just say this to you by way of encouragement. We'll quickly turn to Matthew. We close our study today by what we read in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, just a wee word. Here we have the famous Sermon on the Mount. Famous Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, and it's the verse 5. So you'll not forget that. It's 5 and 5. The Lord Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." That's not what the world thinks in the business world. And when you leave school and go out into the business world, I guarantee you'll not be there very long until you hear someone that you have come in contact with who may be a superior within the firm or the company that you have found employment. And they'll say, "You've got to be aggressive. You've got to push. You've got to sell yourself. That's the only way to succeed." That's what they'll say. Just you remember this. The Lord Jesus said the opposite. The Lord Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The meek shall inherit the earth. Who are the meek? Those who have come to the Lord Jesus, who have taken his yoke upon them, and who have begun to learn to be like him. They're going to... How come? Because there's a day coming when the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior. And those who have followed him will be given the earth. Psalm 37 speaks about the same thing. Maybe we'll add this one little consideration to our meditation this morning before we close. Psalm 37, the verse 11. "But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." When the Lord Jesus takes over the earth, there begins the great reign of peace. for he is the Prince of Peace, and the earth will enter into a time of peace the like of which man has never even begun to imagine. And who is it that will occupy the earth? Who will be like Moses, ruler, one in authority? The meek. Those who have followed the Lord Jesus. Tell me, are you meekly following the Lord Jesus today? The world laughs, the world scoffs, the world jibes, but meekly you ignore it. Walk with Christ. Are you doing that today? Oh, I hope you are. I hope you are. Let's just bow in prayer. Oh God, we thank thee that in the end, gospel grace will conquer. It's not the aggressor, Lord. It's not the Goliaths. It's not the Hitlers. It's not the Napoleons. It's not the Stalins and the tens of thousands like them throughout the ages who will reign with Christ, but it is the one who has become like Christ by the grace of God. They shall conquer. Lord, teach the boys and girls that. So write it on their hearts they'll never forget it, but they will seek to be like Christ. Like Moses, meek, submissive to the word and authority of the Lord Jesus. Bless us today. Bless the school. Meet its needs. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.